Let's tell us about the decision to make the quarterback switch.
Well, it was obviously, guys, a hard decision. You know, Trevor Siemian has won this job 2 years in a row, and we felt good about him as our starter. Obviously, we started off 3-1, so things were going well. And, you know, we've hit a tough patch, guys. You know, we've lost 3 games in a row. We've turned the ball over 2 to 3 times a game in those three losses. So we thought, for the betterment of our team and the betterment for Trevor, that making this change to Brock Osweiler was the best thing to do because of his veteran leadership. And we needed someone to simply stabilize the offense and to manage the football game for us so we can have a fair game, so we can kind of, you know, see how good we can be. And our 3 wins versus our 4 losses, they all look the same. And the 4 losses, guys, we've averaged 3 turnovers and had no chance of winning the football game, even outgaining our opponents in 3 out of the 4 games. So we just thought the best thing for our football team and the best thing for our young quarterback is to give Brock the start to simply stabilize this football team.
Is it Brock's job to lose essentially now, Vince?
Well, guys, it's a performance business. So if Brock goes out there and plays well against the Eagles on Sunday, absolutely he plays again. You know, so, you know, I'm not going to say, you know, if he's playing at a high level, then I'm going to take Brock out of the lineup. It's no way. You know, it's a production business. So I told Brock last night, I said, hey, buddy, you know, this is not a stopgap. This is a opportunity for you to be a NFL starter again. So take it and run with it. You know, put your heart in it. And if he earns it and plays the best football for our football team, he will be our quarterback.
Hey, Vance, I know John, when he brought Brock back, said he needed a little football rehab, I think is how he described it.
Yeah.
How do you think it's gone so far after last season? Obviously a difficult season for him.
Yeah. Well, I think Brock came back to the perfect spot. You know, two reasons. Because, you know, Brock was with Mike McCoy as a rookie, so he was very familiar with Mike McCoy's offense, okay? I think number two, the success Brock had as a Denver Broncos backup quarterback 2 years ago, you know, that spoke right to the locker room. You know, our veteran players have a lot of trust in what Brock can bring to this football team. So I think that was it was a perfect marriage, you know, for ourselves to acquire a experienced veteran backup, and for Brock to have a chance to come back to a place where he had similar ties to. So I think it worked for both of us, himself and for the football team.
On the other side of the ball, Vance, with Carson Wentz, what are your impressions of him, and, you know, with the run pass threat that he delivers, how do you defend someone like that?
I tell you what, guys, I mean, he is impressive. You know, obviously I've watched the highlights this year, but having a chance to really watch the tape this week, boy, he is impressive. He's a big guy with poise. He's got a great arm. And I tell you what, I mean, he can run with the football. I mean, he can escape the pocket. He's strong. I mean, he's got some Cam Newton tendencies, you know, and he plays so fast at the perimeter, you know, with the boot game and a scramble game, but also he's being really, really, really smart with the football. He's not turning the football over. So for a young quarterback to play with that much poise and that much courage in the pocket and not turn the football over, man, that's a gem right there. I mean, that's special.
The Eagles, they brought in a new running back, Jay Ajayi. I don't know how familiar you are with him, but what are your impressions of him, and how do you go about putting your game plan together, not knowing how much time he's going to see?
Right. Well, I was in Miami last year with Jay, so I'm very familiar with the person and the player. But, you know, obviously, you know, he's going to be in that offensive system with terminology only for a short week. It's a short week, so if he's in a football game, I'm assuming it's going to be a limited menu for him. So, you know, we won't treat him any different than we treat the big guy, LeGarrette. So, you know, those two guys, you know, we're going to lump in. That's the same game plan. Thank you, guys. You know, obviously they've got two or three different style of backs. So, you know, we have to have a plan to identify those backs and the plays they run well. But I think the two big backs, with Jai and LeGarrette Blount, you know, those two guys should be in very similar roles as far as when you're game planning.
Vance, besides talent, what's been the key to your run defense being so good?
know, I would say this. You know, we've coached the run fits differently this year. You know, our linebackers are getting downhill faster, which takes the pressure off the defensive linemen. You know, last year we were more of a stack and fall back run fit team, but this year we're a downhill fitting team, which works for the linebackers and works for the front. And also acquiring Domantas Peko from Cincinnati, he's been a force as a first time 3-4 nose guard. So that's been the two keys to our run defense success.
Coach, Von Miller typically lines up on the left side of the defense. Eagles obviously lost Jason Peters recently. Is there any thought of moving him around to take advantage of certain situations?
Yeah, you know, Von's a guy that everyone has a plan to chip or slide to every week. So if you watch our tape, you know, every week we have a plan to move Von around some so we can get a fair protection or a fair one-on-one with Von. So that won't change this week. You know, we have a plan each week to try to free up Von, you know, whether he's in the core of the defensive line or right or left end. So he's played both. He's also been in the A-gaps in certain packages. So we're going to make the offensive line find Von Miller every week. That's part of what we do.
Vance, I was talking to Lane Johnson a little bit earlier about Von. He said he's got the best quick twitch he ever saw. Would you tend to agree?
Yeah. You know, Von, guys, you know, this is my first year being around Von every day. Von is a special athlete. I mean, he is built like obviously an outside linebacker, but he's got defensive back type of quickness and explosion and a quick twitch. I mean, he can turn the corner, you know, and put every cleat in the ground, and that's just genetics. But he is definitely a special talent. But he also puts the work in. I mean, he's a big time studier of the offensive tackles that he's going against. He's a big time studier of games and different stunts that he wants to run each week. So along with the talent, you know, Von's become a student of the game.
You were talking about Carson earlier. You know, he leads the league in third down passing, Vance. Last year he was 28th. I mean, his third down numbers last year were very unremarkable. Obviously they've improved their receiving core. But I mean, what have you seen differently from him on third down when you look at the film?
Well, what I've seen from him that's different from last year is that he knows where to go with the ball. You know, I mean, he is not confused once the ball's in his hand. And, you know, always up third down, you know, really goes through your quarterback, because that's where most defenses spend their time game planning. First, second down in this league doesn't change much, but we all spend our time on third downs because that's the most critical down, you know, out of the series to get off the field. So you see most of your different looks, most of your curveballs on third down. That's why the quarterback is so critical to make the right decisions with the football. And watching this young guy,